death. But how does good apply to the worst of losses? The death of a loved one. It's easy to think that there's nothing good in death. But then I remember the people I have lost throughout my life. The memories of them. The experiences, the fun, their unique personalities, and everything they gave me. Not only in their life, but in their death. What their life taught me, and what their death taught me. The mark they have left on me. And I realized there is good. Even in death, there is good. First of all, I was lucky to have had that person in my life, even if it was only for a short time, too short a time. At least I got that. Those precious moments, those unforgettable memories, at least I got those and got to experience those times to know the beauty of their personality, their attitude, their outlook on the world. They were all unique, and I am thankful for the opportunity I had to interact with them. Now comes death. Death is horrible, and death is wretched, and death is cruel. And death isn't fair. And I don't know why the best people seem to be taken from us first. Death is also inescapable. There is no way out. No one gets out alive. Death is part of life, like the contrast between the darkness and the light. Without death, there is no life. And the people that I have lost, they taught me that. They taught me how precious life is, how blessed we are to have every day, to learn, to grow, to laugh, to live, to live, to live every day with purpose and passion, to wake up in the morning and be thankful, thankful for that morning, thankful for that opportunity to go into the world and live. Live for them. For those who don't have the opportunity, for those who were stolen away by death's cruel hand. For them, I will live. I will revere their memory, and I will live. So, let us cry no more. Let us mourn no more. Let us remember, but let us not dwell. Instead, let us laugh and love, and let us embrace and venerate everything that life is and every opportunity it gives us. Let us live for those who live no more. Let us live to honor them.